What's up, everybody, and welcome to Remember the Loot, Episode 8, the show reminding you, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. I'm one of your hosts, Frosty, and alongside me is the man who fell off Nakatomi Plaza and lived to tell about it, Resident Daryl.
Barry. Where's Barry?
Also in here with us, as always, the man who I wouldn't touch with a 39.5-foot pole, yeah. T-Bird.
Yes.
What's up, guys? It's good to be
howdy,
back.
Howdy.
So we need to start this show off right, Daryl.
It's Christmas time.
The stars have aligned.
Christmas time.
Come on now. Go on, get your food now.
So we would like to propose a toast to
Xbox.
Kojima. Howdy ho, Kojima. Has finally come home. He's come back. Finally. Oh, Kojima has come back to Sony.
You just blew up the audio.
Good. They need to hear. People need to hear this, dude. You can edit it later. It's fine.
All right, guys. Raise your ice cold cans of Monster Zero Ultra Energy and then the Ultra Orange. I propose this toast to Kojima and Andrew House and that glorious minute and 24 second video where Andrew House
has the biggest grin on his face
he's
ever.
He's got the biggest grin I've ever seen.
He's cheesing
hard. So here's to you, Kojima, and all your glory.
That lasted longer.
One more. That's good. That was especially good.
I'm dying.
That's some good stuff.
I can still feel it going down my esophagus.
It's so good once it hits your lips.
That's what she said.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Remember the Loot. We thank you for listening. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can email us at Proven Gamer. Oh, Remember the Loot at ProvenGamer.com. Hit us up on Twitter at Remember the Loot, LOOT, not LUTE. Homie.
Don't play that. Homie, don't play that.
You can also like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Remember the Loot. Or
get up on that group.
Yeah, we got a group now.
The group is bad.
Yes, it is bad. Remember the Loot podcast. Search us, request membership. It is a closed group, but once you're a part of the group, you can't leave.
You can never leave. I would not allow it.
No, but
secretly we are Konami, and we will never let you go. And when we do let you go, we will contract you to where you cannot say anything about us.
See what you did there.
Yes.
See what you did there. I don't like it.
Join the group. You'll get notifications every time we have something interesting to say or promoting the show or questions.
Or YouTube videos that we post.
Or YouTube videos. Anything. So, building a community there, we'd really greatly appreciate it if you could be a part of that. And like always, we start off this show with a segment we like to call, What Are You Playing?
What the freak are you playing?
What are you playing, Resident Daryl?
I popped my second plat for the month on Uncharted, the Drake's Fortune remastered HD, blah, blah, blah. So right now we got the trophy war going. It's in full swing. And I thought that I was going to, you know, pull really far ahead of everybody and bust out that second platinum.
Nope.
I got that Rocket League platinum. So I went ahead and busted out that Nathan Drake collection and started busting through that Uncharted. I didn't say busting like 15 times. So I got my trophy up. I got my platinum. I felt great about it. And then I got just like sucked into the vortex. That is Taco Master.
Game?
That taco game on the Vita, bro. That thing is like it. Thing is ridiculous.
In case you don't know what it is, Frosty, you are literally making tacos.
Sounds like an elaborate joke. Like I was listening to PS I Love You name drop, and Greg Miller was talking about it, and it really sounded like a big elaborate joke. Like it's not a real game. It's a real game.
That's why he bought it.
So no. Okay, yeah, actually it is. I'll give him credit. He sold me that game personally. He actually came to my house and handed it. No, so what happened was this. I was going through the Vita's sales every week, as I do, and I saw Taco Master on there for $2.99.
Tree 50.
So $2.99. So I was like, and as I always do with the Vita, if a new game comes out that's relatively cheap, you know, and I've never heard about it, I will throw it in my cart and so that I don't forget about them. And then I'll go look them up. So I put Taco Master in my cart and then, you know, just kind of went about my business. I fired up PS I Love You, and Greg's like talking about Taco Master the whole episode. So I like immediately went, checked out my cart, bought Taco Master, and started making tacos. And let me tell you, that joke is so fun. It's crazy. I will platinum that game.
Kind of makes you want to go work at Taco Bell now?
No. It's awesome because, see, the game starts off, and I can't tell. I was kind of like getting set up, you know, getting comfortable, and I had turned the game on. So it was like somebody, whether it be a customer or the guy that worked for you, stole all your money at the Taco Shack.
Taco Shack.
So what happens is the dude, taco guy that like wants you, you know, just owns the place. He's like, help. I need someone to help me fill these orders for all these tacos.
I need a Taco Master.
So you go in there and it's a touch-based game. It looks like a straight up iPhone game, but it's on the Vita, so it's awesome. And it's got trophies. And so basically what it is, you get these little white pieces of paper that pop up, and they got these orders on them, and then you get ingredients as you level up. And so you start off with this infinite supply of tortillas. And then you just get, like, meat, and you get onions, and you get red peppers and green peppers, and you get bacon-looking stuff and bean stuff, and you get all these really gross... I mean, you're
bacon-looking
stuff?
It's
either bacon or it's not bacon.
that's how fast food restaurants usually are, right?
Yeah. It's bacon looking. I don't know if it is bacon.
That might be bacon. I'm not sure.
But anyways, like, so all the ingredients look disgusting. The kitchen looks gross. I mean, it's exactly how I would imagine
a
taco stand. You know, like a gross taco stand that gives you the best bomb-ay tacos in the world.
Like a legit taco stand. Like a side of the road taco stand.
Yeah, like the flea market taco stands where there's like four of them in the flea market parking lot and like... flies everywhere, freaking homie sweating while he's making your burrito.
I could go eat at this restaurant and I got an A rating. Or I could drive across the street and like let chance decide my fate. Yeah.
We actually got one right by work.
Yeah, I know.
We do.
And everyone says
two.
It's amazing.
We got two.
Anyways, so basically the taco game, Taco Master, is freaking fun. I love the game Draw Slasher. Draw Slasher is really good. If you like Fruit Ninja or Draw Slasher or you know, games in that vein, you're going to love Taco Master. And for $2.99, can't beat it. So,
and it comes with trophies.
And they're good trophies, too. Like, you get to start, you level up your taco skills, and boom,
trophy. Too
up.
Bad those trophies don't count in the trophy war.
I know.
You might be.
I would be winning.
You might be nipping at the heels of
old DJ Hecticles. So, I finished Everybody's Gone to the Rapture this past weekend. I don't know if I'm going to try to platinum it during the war because it's
Take
a...
long.
It's a lot. Yeah, that's a tedious platinum. Yeah. If I would have used a guide to go through the first time, I would have saved myself an additional playthrough.
I think that would have just ruined the game for you, though.
Right, and which is why... And here's the rule. Here's the rule for all you trophy wannabes out there. If you're going to go, whether you be a trophy whore... If you want to be a trophy chump or you want to be a trophy elitist, like, play your game. The first time through, play the game. Enjoy the game. Get your feels from the game.
And if you enjoy it enough, go back and get the platinum.
That's what I do right there. That's how I decide.
I see your point, and I raise you, Witcher 3.
That's a great game.
That's a commitment.
That's no Netflix and chill. That's
you're putting
commitment.
Another ring
it's like,
on.
Not tonight, babe. I have The Witcher to play.
I want to play The Witcher. Oh, actually, fully play The Witcher. But now's not the time. Soon.
Yeah.
Very soon.
It's a big
yes.
But
the trophies are obtainable. They're good. You get your main story trophies, and you got your ones for doing like side missions. There's a few trophies I wasn't even trying to get and got, like killing a certain amount of enemies at the same time. Or like seconds within each other or something stupid like that. And I just basically ran into a dungeon and killed a bunch of rats and got the trophy. I like started swinging on these rats and just the trophy just popped up. So,
oh, I love that trophy pop. So yeah, that's me right there. I haven't played much this week. It's been a very busy week. Been working out a lot, doubling up on my workouts. So got to get the swoles, got to get the gains. So I platinumed Uncharted. I beat Everybody's Gone to Rapture, and I am laying it down on that Taco Master.
What are you playing, T-Bird?
All right. Playing Gears of War, the remake.
How was it?
Loving it.
It's Gears of War.
I never played the first Gears, so it's just new.
Really?
Yeah. Man. I jumped into two.
That's the reason why I got a 360, and I did not regret it.
Fair enough. Yeah. Playing that. Still playing Bloodborne. Here and there, trying to just beat a boss. And if I can beat the boss, cool. If not, I get off and go do something else.
That's smart.
Yeah. And I started the order this morning, which is really pretty. And it's not the most fun thing in the world, but it's playable. I like it. I'm enjoying it.
Is it better than what people made out to be?
Yes.
Because a lot of people...
Hands down, it's a lot better than
what people hammered that game.
So far, there's not as many quick time things as that people said there was.
Yeah, I don't feel like the game was as bad as with a lot of people. You know, I feel like a sequel would really give the game justice and would be like a second chance. Like, hey, look, we're really dedicated in this game. Why don't you give us a second chance? And we'll prove to you that, you know.
Yep.
I want to, real quick, I don't want to interrupt you too long.
Don't you? No.
So, no. With the order, you know, everyone's crapping on that game when it came out. I want to say the worst review or impressions I heard was Colin and Greg. They crapped on that game for one particular scene. You haven't made that far yet, but there's a particular scene where you're going to go into this big building and you have to kind of stealth your way through this garden or this labyrinth of garden.
I know
whatever.
What you're talking about.
Yeah. You're going to do the stabby stab?
They made the sneaky sneak with the stabby stab. They made it out like that was the most painful thing in the world to play. Not only was it not that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
But it was actually fun. Yeah, I was freaking wrecking fools.
It wasn't that bad.
Most stealth games that do that require you to press a button. So why is it any different?
And it's one button. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
One button.
I think overall my biggest issue with the game was the fact that they had this awesome universe that they created that it didn't really elaborate too much on. Like, and I don't even want to say anything.
Go for it.
Without spoiling it.
I don't care about the story.
Well, I mean, you know there's werewolves.
I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, come on, bro. I played them that game and I didn't know that. I'm just kidding.
But like, you know, they introduced vampires
in
the game.
I just fought a giant werewolf, so
yeah, they introduce vampires in the game. You don't really ever get a chance to fight them, or they don't really elaborate on that. The recycled boss battle kind of got me because I was just kind of like,
there's boss battles.
There's two boss battles in there.
Oh, it's the elder werewolf or whatever.
Yeah, the
it
two
is?
Elder werewolves.
Oh, cool.
And it was
do you
neat.
Stab that one to death too?
You do the sneaky sneak and the stabby stab.
Okay.
Actually, you do like the duck and roll.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You dodge, dive, and dodge?
Yes. 5 Ds a dodgeball.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Anyway, continue.
The only thing I don't like about it so far, I haven't got a single trophy. It is bugging me.
Really?
5 chapters in and I got nothing.
There are no chapter trophies.
I know. I looked at all the trophies and I'm like, why is there no chapter trophies?
Because there's no bronze trophies at all. So you could.
I know. I saw all the trophies are really rare because apparently nobody got any of them.
It's crazy.
There's kill trophies?
There's kill trophies, collectible trophies. That's it.
There's kill trophies, collectible trophies, and.
Like one hidden one.
The collectibles. That's.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to say. I'm butthurt about that because it didn't give you the indication that I started a new chapter because I was using a guide to get all the collectibles. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, halfway through, I'm like, oh my God. I got to do a second playthrough of this now because I missed some of the
You can chapter select. You don't have to
I can do that?
Yeah, you can chapter select.
Actually, I might go do that then.
Dude, no joke. That game, I will play through that game again, even though I've platinumed it, because that game was beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And I loved it. And that freaking incendiary gun.
Yes,
oh, my
I think
gosh.
It was cool.
That thing is so cool.
I feel kind of stupid because it didn't explain to you how to use it. So I'm just shooting people like, why aren't they dying? I'm like, boom. Oh, cool, they're on fire now. Sweet.
Yeah. I did the exact same thing. Don't feel bad. I'm shooting. I'm like, what is going on? And I finally figured it out. I was like, bonus.
And blind firing and getting headshots in that game is really satisfying.
Yeah. The gunplay, that's another thing people complain about, the gunplay. I thought the gunplay was
fine.
What's crazy is one of my buddies, I let him borrow the game, and he goes, I didn't like it because the inaccurate shooting. I'm like,
that means you suck at shooting.
It's blind firing.
I'm like, what? So, anyways, I liked it.
And technically, the blind firing isn't that inaccurate. If you can kind of get yourself where you can lean around the corner, you can sort of aim and just boop, pop a head off if you need to. It's fun.
Anyways, beautiful game. Love it.
Yes. That's all I'm playing, though.
Cool. I have been playing Gauntlet. It's a lot of fun. I've been jumping on with Hector. You know that guy that's beating you in the trophy war?
Ah.
I've been playing with Game Squat, our other official, non-official Loot crew member.
There you go.
I've also been playing Bloodborne, going back through Bloodborne again. And it's just as awesome as it was the first time I went through it. And probably harder.
Are you making videos for every boss?
I probably need to.
I thought that's what you were doing.
I mean, I won't be the only person who has, but, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of like setting these goals and these challenges for me in the game. Because I've already platinumed the game and I've already gotten all the trophies for the Old Hunters DLC. I want to go back through and kind of challenge myself to beat bosses with certain conditions. Actually, beat... What was it? Ludwig. Ludwig, God.
Hey, I got a question.
I don't know how I could forget that name. I
hate you so much.
Why don't you just play Dark Souls 2?
I will. I'd like to.
3's coming out in February, right? Or March.
I think it's like March. March or April. I don't know. I can look it up.
Who do you have Dark Souls 2?
I have it on Xbox One.
Yeah.
Who has Dark Souls 2? Somebody had Dark Souls 2.
I got it.
He's got it on PS4.
You get it. I'll play it with you. We can suffer through it together.
Let's suffer through it together. I'm down. Let's do that.
I'm not sure if I want
to. It's probably not going to be nowhere near as good as Bloodborne.
Slower.
From what I hear, I mean, if you try to... Unless you started on Dark Souls 1 and 2, trying to jump back to Dark Souls from Bloodborne is just a bad idea.
It's not that big of a difference, really. It's just a little slower, and the healing's a little different.
But the game looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm excited about trying it. Anyways, I fought Ludwig on the Old Hunters DLC. He's a pain in the butt. But I beat him without healing, without using the blood vial, and that was tough. It took me... I came home from work. When did I beat him? When was that? Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday. The day before. So it was Wednesday. Came home from work and started streaming and started fighting him. I probably fought him for about 2 or 3 hours and got nowhere. Started fighting him again the next day, which would be yesterday. And I literally fought him for about 2 hours straight. And I finally beat him. And I tried to save the video on my PS4, and it did not save. So the only proof that I actually did it is on Twitch. So
Pixar didn't happen.
Pixar didn't happen. Other than that, man, I've been playing Final Fantasy VII.
Very nice.
The HD remaster. So it's awesome to revisit that game. It has a nice little feature in the game called 3X Speed, where you click in the left joystick, and it speeds the game up. So, like, whenever you're level grinding or whatever, click that in, and it just speeds everything up. It's awesome. So, you can basically just sit there and spam the X button and occasionally use a magic spell, depending on what kind of enemy you're fighting. When you're fighting bosses, though, it's probably wise to turn that off, because if you're trying to choose your items and stuff, and it's going fast, the boss is just sitting there and pound on you. So, because the game's still... Yes, I said pound on you.
Hi-oh.
But yeah, it's cool revisiting that game again. I'm excited about continue playing that and beat it. Street Fighter V beta comes out today. I will be playing that.
Lame.
Excited.
Very nice.
You're lame.
You need to make another Soul Calibur game. So I can enjoy a fighting game.
That I can agree with you with. They need to make another Soul Calibur game and make it good.
Correction. They just need to remake Soul Calibur 4 and put it on PS4 and Xbox. I'd be happy.
Soul Calibur 2.
I like 4.
2 was awesome because each system had a different character, like special character.
Yeah, 4 out of 2. PlayStation had Darth Vader and Xbox had Yoda.
That's right. Dude, that was a good one. Which one was not the good one?
5.
5.
That one sucked.
I didn't even play that one.
That one sucked. A big D.
Not.
Saved you there, Daryl.
not by Will. I don't know. I never got a chance to pick that one up and play it. 4 was really good. Yeah, I never picked up 5.
No, you don't want to.
Okay. 2 was always one of my favorites, simply because I had it on GameCube.
Yeah.
So you could use Link. And then you had Xbox had Spawn, and PS2 had Hibayashi.
I don't know.
Hashishi?
Rikishi?
Hachitachi? The guy from Tekken.
The guy from Tekken.
Can't remember his name, but yeah, he had him. So
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But the GameCube version was probably the coolest because you had Link and he could throw bombs and arrows and he had the Master Sword. And it was amazing. Shut your face.
Oh my gosh, some of the greatest news of the week just dropped.
Whoa.
Tell us.
No, 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 I'll save it for the news. It just popped.
Is that our segue into the news?
No, 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 we got to do the trophy update.
Right, oh yeah, so, trophy update for the trophy war.
Let me make a quick notation.
I'm losing so bad, but you know what? I'm going to go down in fourth place.
I can change that real quick if you want me to.
Fourth place, yes.
I can make you fifth.
You probably could. I don't know, man. I probably got some games I could dig out and get some quick trophies.
Here's the thing. Here's what we got to remember, guys. This is late. You're saying that.
You're just going to say this because you're in the lead and you know you're
not
in
the lead.
You're in second.
He's not the lead.
And you got such a big gap in between everybody. Shut that mouth.
Listen to me. This is laying the foundation for the next war. The next war will be the Loot Crew versus the Trophy Whores. Do you really want to go down as the guy who didn't even try when we're going to challenge the next group?
Sure.
This is your chance. this is your chance to put up or shut up.
Well, see, I should
take on Donnie.
I should just save everything until that next war so that way I can just poop all over them. All
right, anyway, so the update on the Trophy Wars starting from last to first.
Why would you do that? That's not how you do things.
In last place.
Can I say douche?
Someone's a sore loser.
In first place, we're going to go ahead and break the news. Hector, DJ Hectic, Hecticals, 79 trophies. First place. Now.
That's starting December 1st. He got his PS4 on December 1st, took it home after work, unboxed it, plugged it up. Result.
Yep. So 79 trophies. In second place.
Merry Christmas.
Would be Resident Daryl with 63 trophies, two of which are platinums. Now, our categories are most trophies, most platinums, rarest trophy, and if you get them all, you are awarded the platinum.
If you get most trophies, wouldn't that be most platinums?
Well, no, not necessarily.
You can just go pick all the easy games and just burn through them real quick and get quick trophies.
I mean, honestly and truthfully, let's say either one of you guys wanted to go and take the lead tonight. You could go put in all of whatever games you have. Play the first couple hours.
All the Lego games.
Can't do that with the order.
Believe it or not, Lego games actually don't trophy easy.
Really?
No. It's a big grind fest.
There's a grind fest. And so you have to beat all these levels and find all these special collectibles. And then you have to unlock all these characters. Then you got to take those new characters and go back through some of the levels to get the other sections. Those are grind fest games.
The bad thing about grinding trophies is they're usually really good trophies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, killing umpteen amount of enemies, you know, like that's a grind trophy, but it's a good trophy because you're playing the game and just doing your thing, you know.
If you're enjoying the game enough, you'll eventually get that trophy.
Like Gauntlet, amazing game. There's a trophy for killing 50,000 enemies.
That's a lot.
But there's a lot of enemies in that game. So eventually you'll get it just from playing the game.
And in third place, Game Squat with 15 trophies.
That's a big drop.
That's a big gap. He says that he has more trophies than that. He didn't sink last night when I asked everyone to sink. Which is that's what I would say if I was losing too. So, I mean, I didn't sink my trophies. I mean,
technically he's not losing. He's in third place. He gets a bronze.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
I'm a semi-professional race car driver and amateur tattoo artist.
Frosty is in fourth place with 13 trophies.
Get some.
You got to at least beat GameStop.
Well, three of those trophies are from Bloodborne.
Which could possibly be the rarest trophies. We won't know until the end.
If GameSquat gets that platinum in Gauntlet,
he will trump.
Not only will that be very impressive, but he'll probably win that.
Oh, definitely.
He'll win that, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll win that category.
It's rarer than Bloodborne. It's rarer than The Order. It's rarer than Rocket League. It's rare. Probably rarer than Uncharted.
Right now, my Uncharted Platinum is a 2.3. He has a 1.2 or 1.3.
If he got a Gauntlet one?
Oh, he's already got a Gauntlet trophy that's a 1.3 ultra rare.
Okay, so he's pretty much got the rarest. So
right now, he has, as far as we know, the rarest trophy.
Cool.
Because my Rocket League is like a 2.7, and my Uncharted is a 2.3. And you know, the thing is, that might be what it is today, but come the 1st of January, mm-hmm. when this is over with, who knows what it'll be? Because every day people are getting trophies, and every day this game is changing.
All right, now, are you basing that off of PSN profiles or the actual PlayStation?
PlayStation.
Okay.
Yeah, PSN profiles is such a... That's where your hardcore gamers are going to be.
Yeah.
So your numbers are going to be way off.
That's why the Bloodborne Platinum is 20% on there.
Actually, I think Josh might have the rarest platinum because
Josh has a platinum?
I mean, a rarest trophy, excuse me.
I was about to say, what? No.
He was playing Black Ops 3, and he has a trophy that is a 13% rare on PSN profiles, which I dare to say is, you know, probably down in the ones or, you know, two ultra rares. So we'll see.
I like it.
We'll see when it's all said and done.
We'll figure it out.
In fifth place is Josh, the walking idea, with 6 trophies.
He's probably getting trophies right now as we speak.
Probably not.
Actually, he got duped into moving furniture today. So, and by duped, I mean he's helping his family, so he's doing the right thing. so
doing the right thing and losing the trophy war.
And losing the trophy war, yeah. Look at this. Okay, so we've been talking about this trophy war for months, right?
Everyone's a winner.
So here we are. We knew that December was the trophy war, okay? And yet, this month alone, we've all found ourselves wrapped up into something else. Like, Tanner has been playing Gears of War.
I got more achievements this month than I did trophies.
The game came out in August, and he waited until the trophy war to get sucked into it. Which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, that would be, of course, of all times. All right? Frosty has already platinumed Bloodborne and beat the DLC, and here we are in the middle of the trophy war, and now he's got this raging rush to make all these videos. There's nothing wrong with that. It would be during the trophy war.
Yeah, I wouldn't be losing this bad if Bloodborne just wasn't so god darn good.
And then here I am, all right, in the middle of trophy war, and I'm doubling up workouts. I committed to one of our good friends that I would start working out with him in the morning before work, and then, of course, with Swole Patrol at lunchtime. So my mornings where I'm usually getting my trophy on, you know, I'm in forfeit. So everyone's got, you know, obviously Josh has been helping move furniture and playing the Black Ops multiplayer. Did you?
What was that?
So, anyways, we have 12 days left or 13 days left, however your math works, until the end of the trophy war. So I suggest that you guys be creative and step your game up.
You didn't even mention me.
Oh, well,
I'm
my
okay
bad.
With that.
And last but not least.
There's nothing to be
proud of. At the
very
bottom of the list.
At the very bottom of the list, barely hanging on, is the T-Bird with 3 trophies.
I'm doing something.
Is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back? In last place in the trophy war?
Sure, I'll take it. Somebody's got to do it.
So if you are interested in getting involved in one of these community trophy or achievement wars, we will be scheduling them every few months. Hit us up at rememberthelootatprovengamer.com. Hit us up on the Twitter. Get in our Facebook group. We will be posting pictures of our trophies. I won't say achievements. I don't want to call it a trophy achievement because that sounds like some kind of weird hybrid of the two consoles. We're going to be posting pictures. We're going to get these really good achievement trophies. God almighty, I can't even say it anymore.
Jesus.
Trophies.
I don't even know what's going on.
Get it together, man.
Okay. It's hard to believe I used to get paid to speak for a living.
Not really.
Ish. All right.
Sorry.
We will be taking screenshots of these trophies and posting them to the hashtag #RememberTheLoot. So if you want to get involved, hit us up at Remember the Loot. Look at our trophies. Like our Facebook. Get in our group. Go to our YouTube. Watch our stupid videos.
Be a part of the community. Be a part of the Loot Crew.
Send us money. Send us canned goods and food and protein bars
but
and
mostly
energy
food.
Drinks.
I'll take food. I'm cheap.
Hey, I want to shout out. We got a friend of ours who's he's in a... country rock rap group called Them Country Boys, and he posted something on Facebook today.
Which they live in the city. It's kind of weird.
And they don't like trucks
or moonshine.
And they're not from the South.
All those are a lie.
And they're not boys. They're actually chicks. It's crazy thing. And it's like one of them, so it's not even them. All right. So anyways, and one of our buddies posted, you know, shout out to them, by the way, them country boys. They posted on Facebook today, said that if any of my musician friends want to come kick it in the studio and write music, I have a refrigerator full of beer and liquor. Come kick it over here. And I started to comment, but I didn't. I started to say, well, if you fill it up full of Monster, I'll be there. And then I was thinking, I'm not getting that sponsorship from Monster yet, so I ain't going to do it. Anyways, them country boys, I'm saying it on the show. If you fill your coolers, your refrigerators, your freezers full of Monster and your pantries full of protein bars, I'm on the way.
That goes for anybody listening.
As a matter of fact, yeah. Anyone in the community that does that, you'll find a friend in me.
And all of us,
you
really.
You got a friend
in me. I knew you would sing it.
You got a friend in me.
And what a weird segue to go into the news.
Speaking of friends, check out our friends at FeistyGuy.com. Got dot facebook.com dot twitter dot
hashtag. Just let me do it. Just let me do it.
Shut your mouth.
I do good work, guys.
Shut your mouth.
This segment of News for Noobs is brought to you by Fight Stick Guy. For custom handmade arcade style fight sticks for you fighting game enthusiasts, go to facebook.com/fightstickguy, because you don't bring a pad to a stick fight to fight a stick guy with a stick guy.
Oh, dude, you know what would be awesome? Is if you took a fight stick and you played Bloodborne.
Challenge accepted.
Twitch stream.
Wait, no. Mm-hmm. I can top that.
Somebody beat the game with a Guitar Hero controller.
That was actually Dark Souls.
Same thing.
Two.
What?
Yes, they beat a boss with a Guitar Hero controller.
What a casual.
Oh, a Rock Band or whatever.
What a casual.
What a noob.
That reminds me of Honest Trailer.
I can do it.
That's why don't you beat the game with a Guitar Hero controller? And it shows him playing the Guitar Hero controller. He's like, oh, touche.
Well, no.
Anyways, news for noobs. Our top story.
Mario.
Nobody cares.
Mario? What?
I just tried to say something.
We care, T-Bird. We care. You know what? If this was replaced with Phil Spencer, you would care.
You would have a
yes,
tent.
I would. Just,
you
would to have be, a... just to mess with y'all so much more.
Oh, Phil Spencer, I just want to suck your feet.
Oh, my God,
Phil Spencer. I just want to suck your feet.
Let me change your songs.
Hideo Kojima. Quickly.
Hideo Kojima partners with Sony to create independent studio Kojima Productions and will begin developing a PS4 exclusive. I said a PS4 exclusive.
What was that?
And PC.
Eventually PSC. PSC.
God, PSC? I can't say anything. I can't say anything. You suck at this podcast thing.
Jeez.
Oh, jeez. What is wrong with me today? Hey, eventually, PC.
There you go.
Eventually.
Right there.
But for now, it's a PS4 exclusive.
Exclusive.
What do y'all think it's going to be?
I don't know. We'll find out in 7 years.
That's a good point. Shout out of a cannon. I'm hoping he teams up with Guillermo del Toro to create that horror game that we never got.
He
calls it TP.
I say, oh, dude, that would be hilarious. I say we save our Kojima excitement for super mega rapid fire topics.
I'm sorry.
I think we can do it.
I don't have any excitement.
I think you do.
You do.
I think
if he came out right now and was like, introducing Zone Defenders 3.
I love how you.
That'd be the only thing I'd be excited about.
No one.
Yeah, no, it would be.
Because it's not going to be Metal Gear.
Good.
It'll be something different. What do you mean good?
What if it's...
like his
what if it's Plastic Cog?
Plastic Cog?
Yeah.
What the freak is that?
I don't want to hear about those things that you hide on your bed.
Now think about it. Metal, Plastic, Gear, Cog. Oh, come on, guys.
Plastic Cog. I see where you're going.
Liquid.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
Starring Quiet.
I hear your bad joke over there.
I'll be here all day.
Just turn your mic off.
Okay, next topic. Moving on. I'm leaving this. Yeah,
this ship is sinking, and I'm staying on it.
Yeah, I'm sailing away from that one. Cloud from Final Fantasy VII joins the ranks in Super Smash Bros. Wii U, and another character and final character has been announced as well. Bayonetta.
Oh my god.
Actually,
gosh.
There's a
and
another
there's
character.
A third character you brought to my attention. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to say his name.
Kojima.
Korin?
Yeah, Korin.
Kojima.
From Fire Emblem? Was it like their 12th Fire Emblem character they've added?
Yes, but
That's okay.
New character.
That's okay, because those Fire Emblem characters are actually really good.
I never really play Smash. So. Like
Marth and Roy were really good characters in that game.
Hey, I have an I don't remember what we said last week, if it was that the Xbox One outsold the Wii for November, or if we said Wii.
We said the Wii outsold Xbox
on Black Friday.
On Black Friday.
Gotcha. Okay. I just wanted to make. I didn't want to say that we. I didn't want to put it out there wrong.
I understand how that happened.
Did outsell on Black Friday, but the Xbox One came in second place in sales for the month of November.
Okay.
No surprise,
I read the
really.
NPD this morning just to, you know what I'm saying, get my facts straight.
So Wii U had that like that little burst of hope right there.
Yeah,
for Black Friday.
It's like Minecraft.
And that's it.
Phil Spencer.
Minecraft Cloud. What?
You will find
Mario Maker. God. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Trading my PS4 in today.
Said no one ever.
Said no. Yeah, pretty much.
So I just wanted to say that PS4 outsold for the month for sure. Xbox came in second.
Yes.
I just want to make sure we were clear.
Xbox One had some really good bundles.
A lot of bundles.
They had a crazy amount of them.
Didn't they have a Tomb Raider bundle?
They had a Tomb Raider.
The one that didn't sell.
Surprisingly didn't sell.
They got a Tomb Raider. They had a Fallout.
Here's my question, Tanner.
Some other ones.
T-Bird.
What?
You don't have Tomb Raider yet, do you?
No, I know I am getting it for Christmas.
Okay, so that's why you haven't bought it yet?
Yes, and Uncharted Collection. So I'm getting 4 games.
Oh, that's so good.
I think I'm getting a lot of games, too. That scares me. Because one of them being Siege. And if I get Siege, it's going to be... You might be having an
intervention with you.
An intervention with me about how much I play Siege.
I'm on the fence with that one so bad.
Here's the thing, though. Well, people on my PSN that I talked to, that they were literally like, I don't know, I'm so on the fence about it. I want to get it. Da, 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 da.
And oh, my God, it's the greatest thing ever.
They went and got it. And I see them playing it every day. And I ask them, like, how's the game? Like, it's really good. Like, I'm really enjoying the game. So, I mean, it's kind of like Destiny, you know? I look at Destiny and I'm like, it's not really my bag. But there are tons of people playing that game.
I see what you did there, because that's the next topic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, well, before you go any farther, I'm going to derail it.
No.
F your segue.
God. No. This better not be real Resident Evil.
No, this is... Oh, my gosh, Resident Evil.
Why did you bring it up?
They showed these videos.
God, dog it.
The Resident Evil's Twitter and Facebook were showing...
Nobody cares.
5-minute wrap-ups. Oh, my gosh. So good.
Get back to your story.
Anyways, we'll save it. We'll save
pre-orders on Kojima's merch. Those shirts I showed you?
Oh, yeah.
December 21st, start the pre-orders.
Pre-order them. Support Kojima.
Donate to Remember the Loot.
Yes.
Pre-order shirts.
Yeah, donate your hard-earned money to us so we can buy Kojima shirts.
A portion of the money will come to us.
And by us supporting Kojima, you can buy his games. And it's this never-ending circle,
help
baby.
Help us help you.
It's this never-ending circle.
Help me help you.
Destiny and Black Ops 3 getting microtransactions.
Shocker.
Because you give me money.
You could just leave out the Black Ops thing because that's not a big deal. The stupid $30 microtransaction for Destiny is ridiculous. Yeah.
Destiny will include a $30 microtransaction that will allow you to boost your character to level 25 at start.
I thought they boosted you to 24 just for playing the game.
No. That's for people that bought the Taken King. Like in the first month or so.
So if you start the Taken King from scratch, you get to go to 24.
If you bought it within the first month, I believe.
Oh.
I'm not really sure. Whenever I started that, I already had characters that were at that for level, so I just kind of went the rest of the way. But this is screwing the new people.
Black Ops 3 will also include transactions that will allow players to buy supply drops in multiplayer because you can't get 3 or 5 kills in a row. and upgrades in Call of Duty Zombies. And it was really funny when I heard about this news because microtransactions are such a sensitive topic nowadays that I was watching the news, the Daily Fix on IGN, and when
Naomi.
Naomi.
It's in the air. It's not just me.
Naomi.
Yeah. Naomi.
Naomi.
Screw it. Her name's Ashley. When Ashley was given the Daily Fix, she was like, don't shoot the messenger. You know, like, it was just really funny because she wanted to give the news, but it's kind of like she knew by doing so, people were going to rage because microtransactions are ridiculous. Can we just stop it?
Here's the thing.
Play the game.
Destiny the Taken King is going to drop in price, obviously. It's been out for a little bit, probably $40. So if you're a new player, you can spend $70 and be ready to go for that. You could have just bought the game originally. And
it's a slap in the face to the players who have grinded and put in the work. And they just come in, they're like, you know. Microtransactions remind me of like an episode of Oprah Winfrey. Like, if you look under your chairs, you'll get a level. It's terrible.
Well, you know my solution to microtransactions in Destiny are? Don't play Destiny.
Yeah, I kind of stopped. I definitely did stop. I bought my dance, did a little Carlton on top of a building, and that was it.
How much did you pay for that?
You had your moment.
They gave, I don't even want, this is like $5.
You paid $5 for the Carlton dance?
Yes, it was worth every penny because I had the
biggest.
I probably
would have paid
$10. But here's the thing, though. When that dropped, they trolled you. They gave you just enough to where you could buy one, but the ones you really wanted, the Carlton, was like 200 more points. So you had to buy some points. Now, the thing with the Black Ops microtransactions, I actually watched a video on it. It's just tokens to unlock supply crates. You don't get guns from the supply crates. You get camos, calling cards, and emblems, and emotes. So, nothing that can break the game.
Yeah. That kind of reminds me of the Star Wars DLC, right? Like the season pass. Like you pay $50 for this season pass, and you get what? Like two emotes. You get early access to Han Solo's blaster pistol, which is like the strongest weapon in the game. So right there, you're like, hey, I'm going to drop money down to get the strongest weapon in the game where I can kill people with two or three shots.
That's lame.
I mean, that's terrible. Like, play the game. Put your time in the game. Enjoy the game.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, by doing that, you're ruining the game for you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's just ending so early.
But another thing before we move away from this, with the Black Ops microtransactions, they did an update to it to where when you buy a supply crate, you're actually getting, like, the in-game currency back. So, you like, every little bit you're spending, you get some back in the game that you can spend on more.
Right.
So, it...
Yes, right.
It kind of balances out a little bit.
I really like how Capcom's doing it. You know, like, you can either pay for early access to the characters, which I still think is kind of lame, or you can fight your way to earning points to unlock this stuff.
See, that's how the Black Ops way is set up too. Yeah, the way that you earn these little crypto keys, as they're called, is you play matches. That's all you got to do. You just stay in the match. You get a point. You get a point. You get a point. Just every time you stay in the one.
Yeah.
No matter how bad you're getting your butt pounded, you can just stay.
Come here, boy. Let me give you this microtransaction.
And you can get your fancy skin for your gun.
So there's a teeny tiny little movie playing in the theaters this weekend.
And I didn't think there were any movies, anything big going on.
Are you talking about Sisters? The Tina Fey and Amy Poehler movie?
Oh, that poor movie. That's going to suffer for some Tomb Raider right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. That's been a sucky year for women.
Star Wars previews in the theater.
Shots fired.
Sorry, Frosty.
Star Wars.
Please tell me that picked it up.
Star Wars. You've got to edit that out. I'm sorry, dude.
No, that stays. That stays.
Shots fired. Blank. If you don't want this show to be a disaster.
No, leave it. Leave it. Continue. Star Wars is coming out this weekend, and it's going to devour everybody.
Yes.
You're not going to have a social life. You're just going to watch Star Wars over and over again.
Shots fired. But that's not even my point. I just want to throw out that Star Wars is playing in theaters this weekend.
And Uncharted is playing in front of it.
Uncharted 4 trailer will be running during Star Wars. I think that's really, really neat.
All hail Shuhei. That's so smart.
How much money do you think that cost them?
$350.
Tree Fitty.
Sounds about right. $3.50.
Just think about it. The what's going to be the highest grossing movie of all time.
Oh my God, I hope
it's going to get the trailer.
Avatar 2?
For one of the greatest games of all time. No, you didn't.
Of all time.
Oh
good.
Next
God.
On the list. Kojima wants to make movies, anime, and work with Del Toro.
You can say Del Toro's name right, but you can't say Naomi.
Well, I stutter every time I think of her.
We all do.
Hey, guess what? Kojima can't talk about why him and Konami broke up. Because they want to sue him for everything. Don't go to the Video Game Awards or we'll sue you. Don't grow a beard or we'll sue you. Don't tell everybody. Don't tell everybody why you left or we'll sue you. The head of the Suck Clan, I'm telling you.
Konami's really tough.
How long before they... Like, that's all up and he can actually talk about it.
I don't know, but one day...
It's going to be in his book.
We'll read about it in People.
Hey, yeah, he's read a book.
You know who else
It'd
has to write a book?
It'll all be in kanji, so you can't read it. Like, this is bullcrap.
You know who else needs to write a book? The guys that made Rocket League.
Oh, on yeah.
How to manage a less than $2 million budget and make over $50
them
million.
And, them and, like, the creators of Minecraft.
Before it goes to the Xbox. You're right. Yeah.
Him
yeah.
and the creators of Minecraft need to, like, collab and make a game.
Oh.
Rocketcraft?
And let.
I like where you're going.
Produced and directed by Heidi Ho Kojima.
Ooh. That'd be a lavy one.
There's not enough money in the world to buy that game.
That'd be one serious game about sports soccer.
And quiet.
Like espionage. Mm-hmm.
So this next topic, this next little tidbit of news, I have to make an addendum. I have to add a little piece to it. So the Xbox is apparently having trouble keeping their highly demanded Elite controller stocked on the shelves.
I know. I can't get one yet.
So either A, they're really good, or B, the old ones are just that bad.
I think the new ones are just better.
Or C, both. But what's awesome...
What? It smells like there's a dead animal in here.
There might be. And so,
is that your butt?
What's awesome is there's a rumor, a little birdie told me that there is a white Elite controller coming out.
That's really
cool. Oh my goodness. Looks like I got to buy two now.
It's another control you won't be able to find.
That one's going to be even in, like, yep. Oh my God.
And
so awesome.
Rise of the Tomb Raider is coming to PC in January, hoping to sell 2-3 copies.
No, but it's still something.
It might actually make some money now.
A little bit. Not much.
I really wonder what that's about. I wonder if fans of that franchise would, you know, just waiting for it to come to PS4, you know, and just refuse to buy it on Xbox. Because, you know, I've read, like, some forums and some podcast group comments about how they own Xbox One and PS4, and they would rather wait for it to be on PS4. And I'm wondering if that's just them feeling as if the game belongs on PlayStation, like I do. I personally think the game belongs on PlayStation.
It kind of does because it started on PlayStation.
Yeah, but we live in a time now where, you know, there's no such thing as exclusive, barely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'll have one exclusive every now and then, and either it'll be really good or really bad, whatever.
If you want a true exclusive, you either have to buy it on the Wii,
yeah,
or the PlayStation, and right now, PlayStation exclusives are starting to go to PC.
Yeah. Like Street Fighter V, which is really weird.
Street Fighter.
It was really weird to see that game go to PC. Or I mean, be announced as... I can understand it being announced as a PlayStation exclusive, but PC was just kind of like, you know... It's almost like they wanted it to be on another system just because, you know.
But not Xbox.
But, yeah, everything except Xbox.
Yeah, we want to not everything. It's coming to the Wii U as well. But not you, Xbox. Nobody likes you.
Also wonder if, or rather, I wonder how Square Enix's relationship is going to be from now on with Microsoft. Like, are they going to be able to trust them now with an exclusive? Will they decide to do an exclusive in the future?
Probably not, so they don't get screwed over on the release day and let their game be devoured by Fallout.
I'm sure they made their money already. I'm sure whatever amount of money that Microsoft gave them up front to keep it exclusive justifies not selling it right now. And I'm sure when it comes to PS4, I'm not buying it on Xbox One because I don't play my Xbox One as my primary console.
Yes.
I will play it on PS4.
Bull marking. Sorry. just some cutaway. Just throwaway stuff right there.
Last piece of news we have. Final Fantasy VII will apparently be episodic. The remake, that is.
And the first segment of the game is already done. That news popped this afternoon.
That was quick, too, because
they were trolling hard. This game's been in development for a while, and whenever they trolled us,
why can't they just release it all at once?
Because it's too big.
That's what they say.
There's no way it's bigger than The Witcher. The Witcher ships in one big chunk.
We'll see. This is what I'm thinking.
To quote Colin Moriarty.
I'm thinking that it's... You can quote him in just a second.
Thanks.
Shut your mouth.
I'm thinking it's just... It's not that it's too big. It's just there's too many hands in the pot.
Yeah.
I think there's just... what they said was, okay, to get this to work with... Because you got to think, they just pulled the producer from Kingdom Hearts 3 off of Kingdom Hearts 3 to finish
this
game.
They need to put him back on there. Screw Final Fantasy VII.
Well, it's the same combat system as as Kingdom Hearts.
I want Final
You're
Fantasy
going
3
to
more.
Like it.
Final Fantasy
you
3.
Just Final Fantasy 3.
I want Kingdom Hearts 3
I
more.
I can't talk.
Final
I just
Fantasy
screwed
7.
Up repeating you.
That was questionable on their part because Kingdom Hearts 3 has been in development for so long. Like, just release that game so people will be happy.
Release it.
What
don't
if
make
it's
any
not
more
good.
Stupid You shut that mouth.
What if the reason
it's
why
gonna it's going to be amazing and your stupid little Resident Evil raccoon city
calm
bull
down,
freaking
calm
crap is going to suck.
If you take in
your little online Resident Evil bull ish,
if you think
suck.
About all the things that you crap on in this podcast, okay, Bird Dog, it's going to suck. It's going to suck. It's been in development for too long. It's going to suck. Your game's been the incubator the same amount of time with more hands on the pot.
Fair enough. Don't crush my dreams.
But by the T-Bird logic, this game is going to suck.
But I care about this game.
I know you
that's
do.
That's why I have faith.
But you know what, though? Frosty, don't forget your quote. I'm not trying to cut you off forever. Just right. for a minute.
Just
that
for
is Suck Clan material.
You're Suck Clan material.
I hate what you want. Therefore, we should not have it.
You do realize I just do it to troll you. I don't mean nothing by it.
What if Konami said the same thing?
I mean,
What if they shook Kojima's hand?
Kojima, you're fired.
Said, just kidding. What if they said, Kojima, I just do it to troll you. I don't mean anything by it. But don't
I
tell
don't
anybody.
I think that is the reason why that all went down. So,
to quote the late, great Colin Moriarty.
Yeah, to quote Colin Moriarty. He said, there's no way that this game is bigger than Final Fantasy 15 or 14.
No, 15. Because that's the next one coming 15, out.
Yeah. Which one's 14?
That's the MMO.
The MMO.
Yeah, there's no way this game is bigger than Final Fantasy 15 that has been developed now for 10 years. And Final Fantasy 15 looks awesome.
It's a pretty boy road trip game.
Wait, I thought that was Type Zero.
What?
Which one was Type Zero?
That was the remake. Yeah. That was a remake of one of something.
Oh, dear God, I'm so confused. Final Fantasy is the
most
confusing.
I've gone cross-eyed.
Final Fantasy is not final. Let's just say that.
Final Fantasy is the most confusing. Thank you for making them, but F, I don't even know.
Final Fantasy. Yeah. Just kidding, here's another Final Fantasy. Oh, guess what? We got another one.
15 looks good. 15 has, I guess, reintroduced my interest into the series. Just because of the combat. Like, the guy was, like, swinging on the wall, and he's fighting that big beast, and you can, like, switch your party members or whatever. It looks incredible.
Or a trip simulator. That's all I've seen.
Sure.
I've just seen him driving around. Hey! Just
look at my pretty
see,
hair.
I didn't see that. I saw actual combat.
I've seen the actual combat, but, like, it's funny because everyone's always crapped on that little spot. Or just them in the car. Hey, look, there's a monster.
I didn't even see that. I guess I was... I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I was just interested in actual gameplay instead of trolling the game. But anyways, yeah, it's going to be episodic. So we'll see how that turns out. I'm really hoping that when each episode drops that they're not going to like kill our wallets. Cuz you know, I'm right there with everybody. I don't want them to be like four $60 episodes that release every 4 to 5, 6 months. You know, I don't want that.
Give me 2 years.
Every 2 years? Come on. Every 2 years?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Apparently the game is too big to fit on one disc. So
you're going to eat your words.
Hey, me?
Yes. Why? I'm calling it. You're going this game the is going to come out, and you're going to go, oh my gosh, so good, oh my god.
No.
Paragon, oh my god.
Paragon. That to Paragon. Yes. You'll be pre-ordering Paragon and Final Fantasy VII Remake.
And they already decided to let them out in 2 years.
Yes.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Remember the Loot. Email us at rememberTheLoot@ProvingGamer.com. Hit us up on Twitter at RememberTheLoot. Hit us up on Facebook, Facebook.com/RememberTheLoot, or request to join our newly created Facebook group, Remember the Loot Podcast, courtesy of ProvingGamer.com. Check us out. While you're listening to us, go to ProvingGamer.com. Check them out. They have news, previews, reviews, and you can actually download our show on that website. You can also check out their flagship podcast, Trophy Horse, where each one of them do nothing but collect trophies.
And crap on games.
And talk bad about games. No, seriously, though. It's a good show. Go check it out. Download them. Support Proving Gamer. In doing so, you'll be supporting us and be a part of the Loot Crew. And
the ever-growing, ever-expanding Loot Crew.
Yes. Yes. And on that note, we go to a segment we like to call Super Mega Rapid Fire.
Now, what we're doing with Super Mega Rapid Fire is we are giving you guys, the Loot Crew members, the Loot Crew Army, the Loot Crew Nation, the Loot Crew Tanner Birds.
We get it.
All the little T-Birds running around. We're giving you guys an option and an opportunity to get involved. Now, because all of us are ex-musicians and we used to play music and we used to tour and we used to do all this stuff, and now all we do is hang out with our ex-musician, ex-touring friends and play video games and talk about video games, we're giving you guys the opportunity to get involved and help the show. Now, what we're doing is we end every single show with a song. And usually it's a song that we wrote or a song that we wrote in one of our 50 bazillion bands or little side projects we've been a part of. So starting the first of the year, we've got a couple artists who have already signed up to sponsor the show and have their music played at the end. Now, some of them have decided to sponsor one episode. Some of them have sponsored an entire month's worth of episodes. So if you're interested in getting involved in that, just email us, rememberTheLoot@ProvingGamer. This week, RPD is sponsoring the show. Now, we've already played a couple of our songs. Our album is finished. We're finalizing everything. And finally, after 4 years, we're going to release this thing.
Yay!
I know, it's taking forever. And so this has been a side project. This has been a passion project between a handful of us for a very long time. And so this week's Super Mega Rapid Fire is brought to you by RPD. You can find them on Facebook at, I think it's Official RPD on Facebook.
Sounds about right.
SoundCloud, YouTube. It's that RPD junk. So this week, we've got some fan mail. We've got some put on your thinking cap topics to discuss, make you think about some stuff. We got some of Tanner. You put it on. We've got Tanner's favorite developer of all time.
Yeah.
So where do you want to start, Tanner? Where do you want to start with these Super Mega Rapid Fires? You want to start with the fans, or you want to start with
Kojima? Let's do some email.
Some e-mails?
Yes.
No, he asked me what we're doing next.
Yeah, I'm letting the T-Bird choose.
We're doing Kojima stuff then.
That's actually a terrible idea.
Look at him. He wants to go straight for Kojima.
Straight for the throat. straight for the jugular.
Well, then we're going to start with this. So we've already talked about the fact that Hideo Kojima opened up his new studio called Kojima Productions with an R. All right? He wants to make anime. He wants to make movies. He wants to work with Guerrilla del Toro.
Guerrilla del Toro.
You like how I get all their names right. Okay. Here's what I want to know. All right. What do we
Naomi.
Want?
Naomi. Boom. Said it.
You did it right.
I did it.
You did it. What do we want Kojima's next game to be?
Open world Zone of the Enders.
Okay. I second that. Hey, they're already making one. It's called
Xenoblade.
Yeah. That one's already made.
Yeah. Daryl?
I would like something in the vein of PT. I know we kind of briefly said this earlier. But you know me. That's what I'm into. But I'm thinking not so much a first-person experience, like a third-person but like...
I got it.
It's crazy. I like, let his mind go nuts.
I got it. I know exactly what it's going to be. It's... what is it?
I thought you had it.
I did, but then I lost it immediately. Solid Metal Gear. There you go. Get it? Metal Gear. Solid.
Wait, I've already made these jokes.
Yes. Daryl already made that bad joke.
I want to continue with it anyway, so...
He's resurrecting my bad jokes.
Yes. Whatever.
You know why? Third person, stealth, survival horror.
With robots.
You know why?
Just combine all his games into one.
You know why Metal Gear Solid is his baby? Because it saved him his career. Literally.
Not this last one.
He was making games for the MSX, the Japanese computer. He made a penguin game. It's like a little platformer.
Toby?
Maybe. And I can't remember. Penguin Adventures or something stupid. I can't remember what it's called. It literally almost cost him his job. They said, you basically got one more crack at this or you're out. Like, you have no talent. You have no future. Get out of here, kid.
Y'all told me to make a penguin game.
So he came up with Metal Gear. And it did really well. And then he came out with a sequel. The two games that people pretend they've played but never have. And then, of course, he made Metal Gear Solid and the rest was history. So that game saved him his career, literally. And then they took that penguin, named him Toby, put him in a robot suit, and now he's in Battleborn.
Yes. You heard it here first.
Toby's moving up in the world.
That's right.
All right, how about this piece of information for you? Konami is hiring for a new Metal Gear.
I saw that.
What do you think about it? Do we want this? Will it suck?
Depends.
If it's going to be another Revengeance, sure. That's going to suck.
Yeah. That was my first thought, is if it's another Revengeance, which some loyal fans, like, who are diehard Metal Gear Solid fans, like Darrow was a diehard Resident Evil fan, they try really, really hard to like that game.
I have a better example of that. Your brother was Gears of War Judgment.
Yeah.
For the longest time, he was trying to justify what that game was good. And he just finally clicked, no.
All right, so my next question would be, if we could choose a developer to make Metal Gear, who would you choose? Like, let's say you had the pick of anyone out there, who would you choose?
BioWare.
Like a Mass Effect
Metal Gear? Yeah, the story actually makes sense, I guess.
I mean, hey, that's your opinion.
From Software?
Nobody would ever play it then.
What the freak?
It'd be hard. honestly,
just punch robots forever.
Yeah. I honestly don't. That's a weird question. That's CD Projekt Red.
Yeah, they'd be good too.
All right, man. Like I said, you know, if it's gonna be Revengeance, I don't think it's gonna take off. You know, if they start trying to make it so action-oriented, you know, I don't know. But then again, this is a golden opportunity for, like, an up-and-coming developer to say, I'm going to tackle this and show the world my skills and hopefully do really good at it. And we could have, you know, we could have an up-and-coming, our next Japanese developer that, you know, everyone will be singing the praises for. So
Todd Howard's going to be like, I want to make a Metal Gear game. And then Bethesda's going to go buy it.
What?
That'd Bethesda. Be
cool. I got one.
As long as they use a different engine.
And they'll buy the Fox engine.
They'll put bugs in there.
Yeah. No, they'll go buy the Fox engine, too. Just give us all of it.
I don't know if they can.
They should.
Was Konami under Fox? I don't think they own
it. Yes, Konami owns Fox.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that developed Fox engine, I know, is...
lost the rights.
He left.
Yeah.
But that don't matter.
Konami owns the engine.
Because...
They can farm it
out.
He could
recreate something.
I mean, technically, Kojima could license the Fox engine, but from what I hear, all the Japanese developers are switching to Unreal 4.
It's a little bit easier,
and it's freaking awesome.
It's pretty.
It's bad. Yeah. So I would choose Visceral. Imagine this: Dead Space plus Metal Gear.
Okay. I'm glad you didn't go with Battlefield Hardline.
No.
That's a weird
Dead Space.
EA
published it, but Visceral developed Dead Space. Think about that. Think about a heavy character that, the thing I love about Dead Space is you feel like you're wearing a suit.
Mm-hmm. That's because you are.
Yeah, you are. But I mean, and the combat was, it felt like everything you did made an impact. It made sense. The game was great. So I would love a Metal Gear game, you know what I'm saying, where you actually could feel the weight of your character. So Snake's got a metal arm, right? A little rocket arm. I would love for them to put a hand-to-hand combat aspect into the game. You know, keep it close quarters, keep it dark, keep it, you know, not in the jungle or in the desert, but give me something where I'm actually in a facility.
A jungle desert.
You know, and I have weapons, but I'm going to do a lot of hand-to-hand stuff with my rocket arm.
What if your mission is to get captured and you get taken to this prison facility or POW camp, and your objective is to rescue some guy in the camp and escape, and the whole game takes place where you're escaping out of this facility?
Yes.
Ground Zeroes?
Well, that's kind of? More.
But with gore.
Because Metal Gear Solid's whole premise in every game has been to infiltrate into something instead of escaping something, which is kind of funny because one of Kojima's favorite movies is
Escape from L.A.
Yeah. So
New York. Escape from New York and L.A.
Escape from
both.
I just think, I don't know, when I think about a good, something that I feel, when I play Dead Space, I feel like that character. When I play Gears of War, I feel like a jacked up.
But you didn't find it. You didn't feel that way playing Phantom Pain, because that game controlled very good.
It controlled well, but
that was the best controls to date.
It's good. I like it. But I don't know. I think it's because you're so quick and you're so light on your feet. It was good. It was very fluid.
A game that plays slow.
Not. I don't want to be slow, but I want to.
Dark Souls 1.
No. God, no. Those were awful.
Slow and sluggish.
No, there's just something special about Dead Space. And when I think about all these games are moving to robots, everything's got a robot in it, butt thrusters and robots and rocket arms. I just would like to, what if Snake got a rocket leg and a rocket pelvis and a rocket butt thruster? You know, what if he wore a mech suit and then I could feel, I don't know.
Technically he does in Phantom Pain, right? I guess a little walker.
Technically, that's not a snake.
Boss. The dude with the horn in his head.
I say, technically, Snake's old now.
I'm just saying, I think that, I want to feel, I want something a little more close quarters, close combat,
I would really like to see a prequel to where they do some kind of backstory for the boss. And that was the
chick?
Yes, that was the female character in Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater. That was Big Boss's mentor. Mama. She was this World War II hero and all. It would be amazing to see a World War II setting where you play as the boss and you kind of go through her story and how she became a legend and stuff. It would blow my mind. I would really wish for them to make that.
Would it have really cool cutting physics?
Sure. Hopefully it has a really good everything. That would be amazing. I'd play it.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, any kind of topics, anything that you want to shoot over to the Loot crew, you can email them. Remember the Loot, provengamer.com. Just like Hectic DJ.
Just say DJ Hex.
DJ Hexticles.
Just say Basehead Hex.
His name is Hecticles. People need to just recognize that.
But apparently you had a mini stroke right there and could not say his name. Just call him DJ Hex.
No, his name is DJ Hecticles.
His name is Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson.
Ashley.
Yeah.
Project Ashley. Mayhem, go.
So you were right in the show.
I just said that. DJ
I'll say
Hecticles
it again. I'll say it again. You had a mini stroke.
Oh, my God.
Get. Now, my girl.
No. Don't try to recover from this mini stroke. Hector writes in the show, just like you can.
Hecticles.
and says, what do you guys think about what seems to be the extinction of cheat codes? Back in the day, it was Game Genie and Strategy Guides. Represent. You can YouTube everything now. Seems like Strategy Guides are obsolete now, besides collecting them. Thoughts? I'd have to agree with that. Every time I get a Strategy Guide, I barely look. I'll skim through it, but I won't ever use it for the game.
I don't even put creases in mine.
Yeah.
I bought one for Dark Cloud 2 whenever I rebought it and used it the entire game.
Well, I mean, yep. That's cool. Did you ever YouTube anything as well?
Nope.
Well, that's
because I knew where everything was in the book because I've previously beat the game.
There are some strategy guides now.
Ridiculousness.
Especially with those bigger games like The Witcher 3 or Fallout or Skyrim even. I had a Skyrim strategy guide. There's so much compacted on like one page that it's hard to find anything.
It's a book on pages.
Yeah, pretty much. And so like
it's a book simulator.
Yes.
Like when I got Witcher 3, my cousin had the special edition strategy guide. He's like, well, I don't have the game right now, but I'll let you borrow the strategy guide. And I was like, okay, cool, thanks. So he let me borrow it. And I never really used it. Like, because I mean, I never really had an issue with needing to use it. But just looking through it, like, it was so hard to navigate. Because, like, on one page, you'll have, like, 50 missions and, like, this tiny little print. And it was like that throughout the whole book. Except at the end where you got, like, your little monster index or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, it looked cool. But anytime I needed help with anything, I always go to YouTube. I mean, that's what I did with Bloodborne and at the game, so.
Yeah.
But it was cool to collect.
Yeah, that's all I really used my own for, was figuring out what pictures I needed to take of certain things to, like, make new weapons and armor, and then, like, where to find materials and what I needed to power up on certain weapons to upgrade them. That's all.
I buy every Resident Evil strategy guide. Yeah, and I just put them in my on my little shelf. I've got some old ones. I've got some really old, like some really good ones. I've got Parasite Eve. I've got Metal Gear Solid 2.
I have that one.
I got BioShock. Actually, that was given to me. And Halo. BioShock and Halo 3 were given to me.
I like it.
I have.
You know, back before Pixels closed down, I saw a couple strategy guides I thought about buying just to buy. I don't remember what they were, but like there's like I was like, ooh,
I bought cool. Carrier, the Dreamcast survival horror game from Pixels, the strategy guide. I have the Gears of War limited edition strategy guide still wrapped up in plastic.
Really? I'm sure you got a poster in there that would look great on the wall.
It would.
You gotta open that junk though.
When we go video, I'll put all the stuff that I have.
Do an unboxing.
Yeah, I'll make about 25 or 30 videos on just things that I have in my cabinets that are video game and nerd related that haven't been opened yet.
I'll bring my little clap traps.
Yeah, there you go.
That sounds kind of sexual.
Take it as you will. Tiny
little
robots.
I'll bring my little clap traps for you to see.
Oh, snap. So a while back, we asked you guys to write into the show. Prove a Gamer. Remember loot at ProveAGamer.com. I'm awesome. I'm winning big today.
Yeah, dog, Daryl. Jeez.
And we said to share with us your Call of Duty story, your best Call of Duty story, your best Call of Duty memory, whatever, in honor of Call of Duty Day. So we got an email from one of our biggest fans, the resident trophy chump.
Good.
Donnie from Trophy Horse. And he says, hello, remember the loot guys. This is Donnie, your residential trophy chump. I just got finished listening to your first episode. It was so good. I want to make a comment about Call of Duty Day. By the way, for all those listening, it's never too late to go back and check out the old episodes, as Donnie did. It says, I want to make a comment about Call of Duty Day. My favorite Call of Duty moment was Black Ops 2. I had about 2 hours to spare, just long enough to listen to the show, Smirks, and I decided to go to GameStop.
Smirks.
Yeah, he always rags on us for having unprofessional long shows. So anyway, so he says, I go to GameStop, and I was standing in line with a game, and I don't even remember what game it was. He says, and I finally got to the cash register, and the GameStop employee told me that Call of Duty Black Ops 2 was coming out that day, and asked if he was getting it. And I was like, nope. And that is my favorite Call of Duty
That's
moment.
Your favorite Call of Duty moment? Seriously?
Well, thank you, Donnie. Thank you for sharing with us your favorite Call of Duty moment where you looked
an
innocent GameStop employee in the eyes and shattered his soul.
I'm sure he did something to deserve it.
Turned around and probably bought Pokemon Sapphire.
He probably bought Kingdom Hearts 1.85 remix.
Lay off. Pokemon and Kingdom Hearts are fine games.
Oh, Lord. So thank you to anybody who wants to write into the show. If it's entertaining, if it's good email, it's about how much Tanner likes to troll on stuff.
Yes.
Anything you want to share, send it this way.
I like it.
So since we have a Facebook group now, we're going to be doing this thing called Question of the Week, even though I put down on my notes Question of the Day. It's technically the week because we do one show a week. Yeah.
Derp.
I went to Twitter, I went to our Facebook group, and I asked everybody, what is the best Christmas movie of all time? And got a lot of interesting answers. There's a couple that didn't even make the list. I was really surprised. I mean, there's a lot of good Christmas movies.
You got to start off with mine, man.
I'm not starting off with yours.
Come on. It's the best Christmas movie ever.
Okay. Yeah. T-Bird wrote in and said, "These nuts."
Yes.
And I made the joke that there's gonna be that day where I'm in Walmart and I'm looking at the Christmas movies and I see like a little ball sack with a Santa Claus hat. I'll be like, oh, sure enough. That's a real thing. I did not know that. Joshua Adams on Facebook puts A Christmas Story and Gremlins. Gremlins getting some love. I like that. Kimberly on Facebook says It's a Wonderful Life and Lethal Weapon. My ninja.
The Gremlins and Lethal Weapons are kind of like, what?
Well, they both take place during Christmas.
I know.
Gremlins more so than Lethal Weapon, because Lethal Weapon's like, hey, it's Christmas time. I'm going to shoot you in the face. Gremlins is like,
I'm trying to kill the entire town.
Yeah, he gets a Christmas present, which is the Mogwai, on Christmas. There's Christmas music in the movie. There's snow everywhere. It's got more of a Christmas feel than Lethal Weapon.
Yes.
Roger on Facebook says Christmas Story. Jeff on Facebook says Christmas Story and SpongeBob Christmas.
You gotta have it.
Come here, Patrick.
Oh,
Brassel the Gamer on Twitter says Die Hard. Quatar the Odd on Twitter says Hellraiser.
Sure.
We questioned that, and apparently there's a Hellraiser comic that takes place during Christmas too. Who knew?
I'll take it.
Yeah. Joel on Facebook says, ready to rumble. Live, baby, live.
Friends, don't do it to friends.
Crown us, King.
Crown us.
Timber King.
We just need to have an entire show where we just quote ready to rumble.
Oh, dear.
Let's
have it. There's a lot of glare in that dome of yours. Squirrel nuts.
James on Facebook says, Die Hard. Again, Die Hard getting some love. I like it. Luke on Facebook says, Star Wars. Okay.
Yeah, because that's coming out Christmas time.
Hey! I did not make that connection. How stupid am I? I did not make a connection. Good job, T-Bird. You get a gold star.
Yay!
Gabriel on Facebook says, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Finally. Yes. It's really funny, because that movie, for years, I thought was like the best Christmas movie ever, and it's finally starting to get some love like the past couple years. You start seeing people quote it and stuff.
Nope.
I saw the pre-pivot. The pre-pivot trash talk. Don't do it.
I am in position.
I'm not in the mood. Not today. Just kidding. Channel on Facebook says Die Hard. Vukis F on Twitter says Christmas Story. Obviously, that movie plays 24 hours on Christmas. So you can't miss it.
It does.
Todd at Hiatus. That's the 5 is an S. How clever. On Twitter says Batman Returns.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I didn't think about that. Yeah. JM803 on our PSN community on PS4, which you can join, says Jingle All the Way. That's a good one too. Chris on Facebook says Jingle All the Way. And last but not least, again, Christopher Coffee on Facebook says Die Hard. Now I'm getting a lot of love. It's getting a lot of love.
Those were good, but they forgot the best Christmas movie of all time.
No, they didn't.
A Chris Redfield Christmas.
I would pay money. Reindeer Games starring Batfleck.
Oh my gosh. Ben Affleck was the
bomb in Reindeer Games.
Not where I thought it was going to go. I thought you were going to make some kind of Resident Evil connection.
I completely forgot about it, dude. How about Scrooged? No Scrooged?
No.
You said good.
Where the freak?
No, you shut your face. No. Bill Murray. Come on.
Shut your mouth. You shut your mouth. Where's the Grinch?
Yeah. Which one? Both of them.
I don't care. I watch both.
Yeah, exactly. God, there's so many good ones, man.
Elf.
Elf, yeah.
Santa! I didn't even think about that one.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
So yeah, that is our question of the week.
Our keisters of the week.
Stay tuned on our...
No, it's not.
Stay tuned.
I'm not going to do what everybody thinks I'm going to do and put my pen down.
So yeah, that's our question of the week. Stay tuned and check our Facebook group at Remember the Loop Podcast, where we'll be posting a new question of the week every week. So you guys can get involved in our community, the Loop Crew, and we'll read your responses on our show.
The last of our super mega rapid fire topics brought to you by RPD this week is our entrant to the Suck Clan. Yeah, I know. I didn't put it on the paper.
That's not
right. No one has any clue who this week's entrant to the Suck Clan is.
Oh, I think I do.
If it's not on the paper, it's not a thing.
But for all those out there who are listening for the first time, they're like, what is this Suck Clan you speak of? The Suck Clan is a group, an organization of people on the internet that think everything that they do not like sucks.
I have a great idea.
And they do not want you to have it because they don't like it.
I have a great idea.
What's your
idea? Shut your mouth.
We don't have to name drop, but we should grab some of these comments and stuff that we see that the Suck Clan's making and read them on the show.
That's what I've been doing.
Do you have any this week?
You've loosely quoted.
I didn't grab names. That's the only thing I didn't do.
You loosely.
Do you have any today?
I'm going to loosely quote.
I'm talking verbatim.
I'm talking 100% verbatim. You ready?
I'm talking that one day where that one person listens to our show and hears their quote on the show. And goes,
he's like, wait a minute, that was me.
Oh,
that's
my
me
God.
He's talking about.
That's right. All right. Suck Clan entrant for this week is Donnie.
Yes.
From Trophy Whores.
Because he hates everything.
He hates everything. And this past week, I was on episode 237 of Trophy Whores. And we had a conversation. And I asked him, man to man, podcaster to podcaster, bro, do you even like games?
He did.
Do you even game, bro?
Bruh.
Donnie, the trophy chump, hates all games. So everyone needs to go get on that Young Twist Twitter page and say, welcome to the Suck Clan. You now work for Konami. Because basically, and as we talk about every week, Konami is the head of the Suck Clan.
Didn't you appoint him like the VP?
He's like the vice president. Yeah. No, he actually appointed himself the VP
okay. And
then offered out certificates to the Suck Club, which I'm a little worried about because that's not the same thing.
Yeah,
that's an entirely different group.
That was a dark time in my life.
But he is on the he is a chairman on the board of the Suck Clan. So for all those out there listening, if you caught any of our episodes this week, last week, whatever, next week, just remember, just because you don't like it don't mean it sucks. And just because you don't like it, don't mean you gotta wish for it to be taken away from everybody else. Don't join the Suck Clan.
Yeah.
You like it? Allow it.
Allow it.
All right.
All opposed.
So that's all we got for you this week, ladies and germs. Everyone here on behalf of the Loot Crew appreciates the downloads. The subscriptions, the likes, the Facebook group comments.
Go to iTunes, rate us, subscribe, leave us a review.
Real talk, leave that review.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd greatly appreciate that.
Tanner left us a review and we had to delete it.
Yeah, I told him they sucked.
Did you really?
He's part of the Suck Clan.
Why'd you do it, you little double agent?
He's working for the Suck Clan.
What you don't know is I'm the head of it.
Oh, he works for Konami.
So that's all we have for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Go to provinggamer.com and support us. You can download the show there. You can also download the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Please rate us, subscribe, and leave a review because it would mean a lot to us.
Yes.
You can also hit us on Twitter at RememberTheLoot, LOOT, not LUTE.
We don't play that.
You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RememberTheLoot. And join our Facebook group at Remember the Loop Podcast. Like we said 1,000 times already. But we're making sure that you know. That you know that we know that you know that we will welcome you to the Loop Crew.
Just in case they didn't get where that was at. Where was it again? The group?
Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Proving Me. No, but seriously, we greatly appreciate it. Be a part of the community and listen to our show. And send us emails. Remember the loot at provinggamer.com and all that jazz. We'd greatly appreciate that as well. Send us a question. Send us a comment. Tell us how much you like the show. Tell us what you don't like about the show. You can troll us. You can send us funny memes. That's what the Facebook group's all about. So come be a part of it. And yeah, let's make this thing grow. Have a good time with it. Daryl, how can they find you on Twitter? How can they find you on PlayStation?
At Resident Daryl across all forms of media.
Yep, and that name has not been taken by anything.
That's right. No one's going to get that.
Yep, it's copywritten.
So don't copy me.
T-Bird, where can they find you?
I don't know. T_Bird803 on Twitter and T-Bird803 on PSN and Xbox Live.
You can find me on Twitter at Metal Gear Frosty. You can find me on PSN at MGS_Daniel25 or Twitch at MGS_Daniel25. Yeah, follow me. Talk crap to me.
Follow me.
Talk dirty to me.
And as always, we like to end our show with a song that we wrote for you, the Loot Crew. This week's song is brought to you by RPD, that is Resurrection Pending Death, or Raccoon City Police Department, whichever one you choose. And the song is called Who We Are Now. This song we wrote about all of the random, crazy, awful things that have been going on in our nation this year. This one is actually in a direct response to the Ferguson ordeal, the riots, all the protesting, all that stuff, and the Charleston murders, and all the other just senseless, racist, violent stuff that's been going on in the nation. We put a lot of love in this song, and so it's got a lot of good meanings to it. It's got some feels, so we hope you enjoy it, and that's all we got.
All aboard the field trip.
The feels trip.
I like it.
Loot!
Loot! Loot!
About to go down. Remember, we say enough is enough. Stand together, put the guns down. Bodies buried in the ground. I don't care what the media says. In the end, we all bleed red. This is who we are now. A nation divided. We broke up cars and start riots. And vilify our fellow man. It's time for a change. We will no longer remain quiet. White or black, black or white. God made us all. Tell me why we fight. I can never hate a person based off their skin. Hate creates hate. It's like it's never an end. I'm sorry for the ones that have lost their lives. I'm sorry for the loss of I into the lies. Everyone is equal, you're not better than me. I'm not better than you, I'm just speaking the truth. We weren't born to hate, we were made to love. One nation under God, when is it enough? How much blood have we shed in the land of the free that so many did? Stop the hate, we still have time to turn it all around, it is not too late. Search your heart, make things right. You could lose your life tonight. It's about to go down. Remember, we say enough is enough. Stand together, put up the guns down. Bodies buried in the ground. I don't care what the media says. In the end, we all bleed red. This is who we are now. A nation divided. We break up cars and start riots. And build up for our fellow man. It's time for a change. We will no longer remain quiet.
How many people have to die at our own hands to make us realize we're committing genocide?
I will not budge. God is on my side. Time for us to step up and do what's right. You can hate on me. You can put me down, but my message stands, I won't bow down. Take your hate, take your lies, take these scales off of your eyes. We see things so one-sided, it's no surprise we're so divided. I'm praying for you, I'm sending love to everyone under the sun. Let this hate go from your heart, run this race and finish hard. We can fight this fight together. Squash the hatred, love forever. My heart it breaks every single day to see people who lost their way. It's about to go down. Remember, we say enough is enough. Stand together, put the guns down. Bodies buried in the ground. I don't care what the media says. In the end, we all bleed red. This is who we are now. A nation divided. We broke up cars and start riots. And nullify our fellow man.
It's time for a change. We will no longer remain quiet. It's about to go down. When will we say enough is enough? Stand together, put the guns down. Bodies buried in the ground. I don't care what the media says. In the end, we all bleed red. This is who we are now. A nation divided. We burn cop cars and start riots. No love for our fellow man. It's time for a change. We will no longer remain quiet.